One sunny afternoon, Sophie sat at the kitchen table with her mother. They were enjoying a cozy tea break when the doorbell rang. Who could that be? Sophie's mother wondered aloud. They weren't expecting anyone. Sophie rushed to the door, her tiny feet pattering against the wooden floor. When she opened it, Sophie gasped. Standing on the doorstep was the most magnificent tiger she had ever seen. He was tall, with gleaming orange fur striped with jet black, and his amber eyes sparkled with kindness. He wore a blue bow tie, slightly crooked, and carried a small suitcase. "Good afternoon," said the tiger politely. "I was wondering if I might join you for tea. I'm dreadfully hungry." Sophie's mother appeared behind her, her eyes wide in surprise. But the tiger's friendly smile melted her hesitation. "Of course," she said. "Come in." The tiger stepped inside, carefully ducking under the doorframe, and sat at the kitchen table, his tail curling neatly around the chair. Sophie giggled as the tiger delicately unfolded a napkin and placed it on his lap. "I hope you don't mind," he said, "but I do have quite an appetite." And with that, the tiger began to eat. He started with the sandwiches, ham, cheese, and cucumber. Then he drank all the tea in the teapot. Sophie's mother quickly brewed more, but the tiger licked his lips and drank that too. Next, he moved on to the biscuits, then the cakes, and finally the fruit bowl. Sophie and her mother watched in awe as the tiger polished off everything in the kitchen, the bread, the milk, the eggs, and even the tins of beans in the cupboard. When he was done, the tiger leaned back with a satisfied sigh. "What a delightful tea. Thank you, Sophie and Mrs. Jenkins." Sophie giggled. "You ate everything." The tiger chuckled softly. Tigers are known for their hearty appetites. As he stood to leave, he opened his suitcase. Inside were gifts, a shiny orange teapot for Sophie's mother and a small plush tiger for Sophie. "To remember me by," he said with a wink. "Perhaps next time, I'll bring snacks." The tiger bowed politely and walked to the door. Sophie and her mother waved goodbye as he disappeared down the street. That evening, Sophie's father came home to an empty fridge and an astonishing tale about their unexpected guest. The family laughed and decided they would always keep extra food on hand, just in case the tiger came back. And though he never returned, Sophie often gazed at her little plush tiger and dreamed of the day she might share tea with her striped friend once again.